Rock and Roll Morning Show presents.
Well, since my baby left.
On this date.
On this date.
In rock and roll history.
It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. A good morning to you. How are you? How you be? Thanks so much for spending a few rock and roll moments with me here. I am Andy Roman, and what do you say? We kick off our leotards, top off our Dixie cups, and hear how it was on this date in rock and roll history. On this date, 1951, Atlanta, Georgia. It was his very first recording session, one of the granddaddies, one of the architects of rock and roll. He had moms across the map scared to death for their children. But on this day, 62 years ago, he made his first recordings. Richard Penniman, Little Richard.
He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style.
The Louisiana Hayride Radio Show airs. Performing for the first time on this program, Elvis Presley. This is an actual recording from that broadcast.
Well, I'd like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to get a chance to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. We're going to do a song for you. You got anything else to say, sir?
No, I'm ready.
We're going to do a song for you. We've got on Sun Record. It goes something like this. Mama, that's all right with you.
Out of the great Southwest comes the sensational adventure of the notorious Reno Brothers.
1956, from the Louisiana Hayride Radio Show to rock and roll movie star. Elvis's first film, Love Me Tender, premieres.
And introducing Elvis Presley as Clint Reno.
Darling, you send me.
On this date, 1957. His brother Charles wrote the song, but he sang it. Released on this date 56 years ago, Sam Cooke's number one record, his biggest hit, You Send Me.
Honest you do, honest you do,
and he does.
Are you ready to stomp your feet and to clap your hands and to get up in the eyes and dance?
1962, Washington, D.C. Motown launches a package tour featuring Little Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and The Miracles.
My mama told me you better shop around.
Take one.
On this date, 1965, the Beatles are in the studio. They need a single. They don't want to shortchange the public by using a track from their forthcoming album, Rubber Soul. So, they create one based on a catchy riff written by John Lennon. Recorded on this day, one of the tracks from their soon-to-be double A-sided single, Day Tripper. The other A-side was We Can Work It Out. Yeah, not bad.
When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go.
1966, it's a stone-cold groove, man, at San Francisco's Fillmore West. And Jefferson Airplane introduced their new lead singer, Grace Slick, who replaced Signe Torrey Anderson.
I think you'll know.
Like, don't be such a plastic fantastic hassle, man. 1971. Who's the cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about? Released on this date 42 years ago, Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft. It'll go all the way to number one. A year later, 1972, Creedence Clearwater Revival fans the world over are hanging their heads. The band announces its decision to split up.
Looking out my back door.
10 years after that, 1982, Hall & Oates released their album H2O. It features such tracks as One on One, Family Man, and the Eckerd Drugstore staple, Man Eater. It was his 60th birthday. Well, actually, his birthday was 2 days away. But on this day, 27 years ago, the granddad of rock and roll guitar, Chuck